Time for the little known Black History fact. We celebrate Black History every day, not just in the month of February. Brought to you by AARP and the Family Reunion. This Labor Day weekend, join the Time to Win a Family Reunion as AARP brings out Jill Scott at the Grown Folks Concert. Learn more about AARP at aarp.org/black community. Tony Dungy, first black head coach to be elected to the NFL Hall of Fame. Yes, Tony Dungy is one of the class acts of the NFL, already notching his name in the history books for being the first black head coach to win a Super Bowl. This past weekend, he became the first black head coach elected to the NFL's Hall of Fame. And what a moving induction speech he had.
It was.
Here it is.
I'd like to say a special thank you to 10 men, Willie Brown, Buck Buchanan, Ernell Durden, Bob Ledbetter, Elijah Pitts, Jimmy Ray, Johnny Rowland, Al Tabor, Lionel Taylor, and Alan Webb. Now, those names might not be familiar to you, but those were the African-American assistant coaches in the NFL in 1977, my first year in the league. It was a small group of men, just 10 of them, if you can believe that, 10 African-American assistant coaches in the entire NFL. Many of them never got the chance to move up the coaching ladder like I did, but they were so important to the progress of this league. Those men were like my dad. They didn't complain about the lack of opportunities. They found ways to make the situation better. They were role models and mentors for me and my generation of young African-American players. We were in the 80s trying to decide whether we could make coaching a career or not. Without those 10 coaches laying the groundwork, the league would not have the 200-plus minority assistant coaches it has today.
Wow.
And we would not have had Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy coaching against each other in Super Bowl 41.
That's right. Wow. Yeah.
So tonight, as I join Fritz Pollard as the second African-American coach in the Hall of Fame, I feel like I'm representing those 10 men and all the African-American coaches who came before me and paved the way. And I thank them very, very much.
Uh-huh. Wow. Tony Dungy.
It was profound, the way he brought it all and gave us a little-known Black history fact and a sermon all at the same time.
I didn't realize there were that many assistant coaches, black assistant coaches.
77.
Yeah.